Then Horam, king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish. And Joshua smote him and his people until he had left him none remaining. The king of Eglon won, the king of Gezer won. And goeth down westward to the coast of Japhletai, unto the coast of Beth-horon, the nether, and to Gezer, and the goings out thereof are at the sea. And they drave not out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer. But the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites unto this day, and serve under tribute. For they gave them Shechem with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Gezer with her suburbs. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwelt in Gezer among them. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised, for to build the house of the Lord, and his own house, and Millo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. For Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer, and burnt it with fire, and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city, and given it for a present unto his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer and Beth-horon the nether, and they gave unto them of the cities of refuge, Shechem in Mount Ephraim with her suburbs. They gave also Gezer with her suburbs, and their possessions and habitations were Bethel and the towns thereof, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer with the towns thereof, Shechem also and the towns thereof unto Geza and the towns thereof. To this that there arose war at Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Sibekai the Hushathite slew Sipei, that was of the children of the giant, and they were subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines.